Let's try the intersection.
Okay, kids, okay. Time to settle down.
I know.
Your old Grandpa Sea Monkey needs his rest, which means his night-night juice. Also, it's Christmas Eve, so we've got to get the Funk to bed and get ready for Santa to come.
That's what Mrs. Claus said.
Arrive, Devo, for Santa to arrive.
I want a pony.
Oh, well, we'll just have to see how good Santa thought you were this year, Ian.
A pony with robot arms.
You weren't that good, kid.
I want to hear a story. Not an old Christmas story, either. Something that's current and reflective of today's society.
Yeah, one that's brimming with social justice posturing and moral superiority.
Well, well, Shoebox and the Great Luke Ski. That's a gift old Grandpa Sea Monkey can deliver tonight.
Yay!
Oh, boy!
This better be good.
Gather round, young fumplings, and Grandpa Sea Monkey will tell you the chilling story of the ice before Christmas.
Grandpa Sea Monkey? What happened to your voice?
It's the magic of Christmas, kid. Now, quiet, quiet.
Okay.
'Twas the ice before Christmas, and all over town, not a person was stirring,
especially if brown.
What?
The Home Depot stores were unusually bare, for fears that La Migra might be lurking there. And sugar plum visions of children were thwarted by nightmares of families being deported.
Whoa.
So, wife on her iPhone, and I on mine too, because we have Amazon shopping to do.
When out in the street we could hear a kerfuffle of honking and running, shouts that were muffled.
Away to the lawn with my cell phone recording, in case social media needs my reporting.
The haze in the air and the coughing so loud, from tear gas round citizens hung like a shroud. When what to my watering eyes did appear but a U-Haul box truck and 8 men in war gear, with a little old lady pulled over, afraid. I knew in a moment it was an ice raid. More rabid than dogs kindled by Michael Vick. They snarled and they shouted, and they acted like dicks.
Now!
Hands up!
Now! Don't move!
Now!
Out of the car!
On your knees!
On the ground!
Put your face to the tar!
And anyone gather into this person's call,
we'll beat you!
We'll tase you!
We'll arrest you all!
Like Proud Boys and Dodge trucks with wheels 6 feet high, with fake toe hitch balls and Trump flags to the sky, right up to the elderly brown threat they swarmed, with assault rifles drawn.
Whoa.
Though she posed them no harm. And then, with the speed of a Keanu bus, the ICE agents turned all their anger on us. As I raised up my phone and was turning around, down an ICE agent threw me to the ground. He was dressed all in camo, from hat to bootlace, with a neck gaiter mask covering half of his face. He looked like someone playing cosplay police, with a costume that borrowed from past Halloweens. His eyes, how they darkened, pitch black as his boots, and his breath smelled like farts, which my mama called toots. Just then, as the agent went in for a shove, a whoosh and a jingle was heard from above. And to our wonderment, and to ICE's dismay, down flew Christ Jesus in Santa Claus's sleigh.
Behold, it's me!
Wow.
What?
Is that?
I know, right?
He had a brown face, like that woman's complexion, and boomed as he spoke with Mid-Eastern inflection.
You are to love your neighbor and be excellent to each other.
Except not in this skit, because he's played by a white guy.
Ooh.
Choices.
He hovered above and began to remind how the lessons he taught were about being kind, and how Santa gives gifts to all good girls and boys, and he never puts tariffs on his Christmas toys. He quoted Leviticus 19:33 and then bade them to leave and just
let people be.
He said,
"Be gone, Ice. Don't you know who my boss is? Why, even in heaven we give you due process."
Ice jumped in their truck, pulled the cargo door down, and Jesus Christ chased them right out of our town.
Yeah, go on, kid.
But I heard him exclaim one last bit of advice.
Feliz Navidad! Can't we all just be nice?
Where's my pony?
Feliz Navidad.